His father's voice was very weak now, but he still managed to ask, and what exactly was it that they had discovered? Something ridiculous. Tell me what it was, Sky. His father paused. Sensing his thirst, Sky had the room's robot administer a glass of water to the cracked gash of his lips. He said there had been a breakthrough just before the flotilla left the solar system, a scientific technique, in fact, which had been perfected towards the end of the war. And this was human immortality. Sky said the words carefully, as if they were imbued with magic potency and ought not to be uttered casually. He said that the faction had combined various procedures and lines of research pursued during the century, bringing them together to create a viable therapeutic treatment. They succeeded where others had failed, or had their work suppressed for political reasons. What they came up with was complicated, and it wasn't simply a pill you took once and then forgot about. Go on, Titus said. It was a whole phalanx of different techniques, some of them genetic, some of them chemical, some of them dependent on invisibly small machines. The whole thing was fantastically delicate and difficult to administer, and the treatment needed to be applied regularly, but it was something that was capable of working if done properly. And what did you think? I thought it was absurd, of course. Oh, I don't deny that something like that might have been possible, but if there'd been that kind of breakthrough, wouldn't everyone have known about it? Not necessarily. It was the end of a war, after all. The ordinary lines of communication were broken. Then you're saying the faction might really have existed? Yes, sir. I believe it did. His father paused, gathering his energies. In fact, I know it did. I suspect most of what the Chimeric told you was true. The technique wasn't magic. There were some diseases it couldn't beat, but it was much better than anything evolution had given us. At best, it would extend your lifespan to about 180 years, 200 in extreme cases. These were extrapolations, of course. But that didn't matter. All that did was that you'd get a chance at staying alive until something better came along. He slumped back into his pillow, exhausted. Who knew? His father smiled. Who else? The wealthy. Those whom the war had been kind to, those in the right places, or those who knew the right people. The next question was obvious and chilling. The flotilla had been launched while the war was still in its end stages. Many of those who had obtained sleeper berths, in fact, had been seeking to escape what they saw as a ruined and dangerous system, just waiting to slip into another full-scale bloodbath. But competition for those spaces had been immense, and although they had supposedly been allocated on the basis of merit, there must have been means for those with sufficient influence to get aboard. If Sky had ever doubted that, the presence of the saboteur proved it. Someone, somewhere, had pulled strings to get the Chimeric aboard. All right. What about the sleepers? How many of them knew about the immortality breakthrough? All of them, Sky. He looked at his father lying there, wondering how close to death the man really was. He should have recovered from the stab wounds. The damage had not really been that great. But complications had set in, trivial infections which nonetheless lingered and spread. Once, the flotilla's medicine could have saved him, could have got him up on his feet in a matter of days with no more than a little discomfort. But now there was essentially nothing that could be done, except to assist his own healing processes, and they were slowly losing the battle. He thought of what Titus Hausmann had just said. How many of them actually had the